Now, my friends, we'll move on to the next chapter. As we have completed the eighth chapter, now we are going to the ninth chapter, that is inflation accounting. Now, before starting this chapter, I just want to make something clear in your mind that what is inflation accounting and why it is necessary for the company. That we'll learn in this chapter. But before that, before going further to this chapter, I just want to ask one question to you people who are listening to me right now or who are watching this movie, this video, is that what is inflation? Yeah, I want to ask you, what is inflation? So what comes in your mind when I ask this question, inflation? You people say inflation means rise in the price. You people say inflation means every commodity which we are using is at a very high price, which is beyond the reach of a common man. Yes, you will say inflation means buying power got reduced of the people, the buying power of the people got reduced. That is inflation. Definitely, yes. Inflation is nothing but increase in the price of the services or the goods which are commonly used by the people. That is called inflation. Right? So, inflation, because of inflation, the buying power of the person or a common people comes down. Inflation, why there is inflation now? We have to learn that why there is inflation. Inflation is because of shortage of supply, because of excess demand. Since the population of our country is growing day by day, so there is an excess demand. And that cannot be met by the people who are supplying the goods and services to the people. So there is an excess demand, shortage of supply. Shortage of supply may be the reason of population, or it may be reason because of your changes in the climatical changes in our country, economical changes, political changes. Because of that, it affects the supply of goods. Because of excess rain, our crops get damaged. Because of scarce rain, our crops does not means it does not help the farmers to produce the crop properly, right? Instead of high production of our wheat and rice, then also there is inflation of rice and wheat because the wheat are not properly distributed to the people. Since you can see in a common now and then you can see in the TV channels that the news people are telling you that thousands of tons, thousands, lakhs of tons of wheat are lying idle and they are getting destroyed because of rain because they are not properly stored and maintained by the authority. You can see now and then people are showing that news again and again in different news channels. Now, because of that, there is shortage of supply in the market. And if there is a shortage of supply, definitely the price of that particular commodity will go up, which give rise to inflation. So this is why inflation happens, right? Last to last year, you may heard that there is a price of the onion increase. It was so high that people started talking that instead of keeping gold in the tijori, they started keeping onion in the tijori because it was so high. At the time of once in the BJP people were there in the power, at that time also onion price went up. Shoot up. That is not because of short of supply, but that is because they have tested an nuclear weapon and at Pokhran. So because of that test, there was heat generated. In order to absorb that heat, all the onions were put there at that place so that to reduce that heat, which is create generated because of that nuclear test. So in that year, there was a supply of onion, not because of climate condition, but because of this reason. So whenever there is shortage of supply, due to whatever reason, definitely that may give rise to inflation. Now, we are going to learn in this chapter what is inflation accounting. Right? Now, first, it is clear now what is inflation. So let us see one of the definition of inflation. Inflation means upward change in the price of goods and services of general consumption. Right? It is due to fall in total supply of goods and services, imbalance in total supply of goods and services, changes in general prices of basic commodity. These are the many reasons why there is inflation in the price of the common commodity and services. Okay. Traditional accounting base and account. Now, we will study what is inflation accounting? Now, I will give you, I will say a small concept in front of you. Listen to me very carefully. I'll give you one story. See, what happened? Suppose if my company is purchasing a machinery, right? What happened? I purchase a machinery today at a cost of rupees 10 crores. Because we are not talking small amount, we will talk big amount only. So I'm talking about a company who have purchased a machinery with the help of rupees 10 crores, means at a cost of rupees 10 crores. So they have raised this fund at a very, in a difficult way, they have raised this fund. Now, that machinery which they had purchased, the life of that machinery of the, or the, that project is 10 years. So now it is there in their mind of the company people that after 10 years, again I have to buy this machinery, same machinery. So for that purpose, after 10 years, I should have that much sources, means that much fund in my hand. So what they decided that till 10 years, whatever the amount of depreciation is there every year, 10 crores ka depreciation, suppose 10% is the depreciation. So 10 crores depreciation is 1 crore. So every year the depreciation is 1 crore. So in 10 years, the value of the asset will become zero and it will become scrap. So in the 10th year, I am going to buy a new machinery. For that purpose, what the company had decided, they decided to create a sinking fund. They decided to create a reserve. So that reserve equivalent to the amount of depreciation. So they decided to keep 1 crore rupees every year aside from the profit of the company in the sinking fund in the name of machinery. So every year, whatever profit they earn from that, 1 crore is kept aside. So this policy was implemented by the company from the first year to the 10th year. So every year, they are making a reserve of 1 crore. So the reserve is going on increasing day by day. And that reserve is kept in some investment. So they are getting interest also. That also is kept in the reserve only. So in the 10th year, I may have 11 crore rupees in my hand. So in the 10th year, the company decided to replace the machinery. So what happened? They went back to that dealer and they asked, I want that machinery to my company. This is the amount. They give me that machinery. At that time, that dealer told, sir, that machinery is costing today 16 crores. So what happened? I am having 11 crores and the machinery is costing them 16 crores. So there is a shortfall of 5 crores. So do you think, why, can you give me the reason why there is a short form, why there is a difference in your reserve and the actual market price? You are doing the reserve, you are keeping the reserve every year regularly. So you are not made any mistake in keeping the reserve every year. So what went wrong that I am not able to buy the machinery? You know why? What went wrong? You know, because I did not take into account the inflation. I thought that today it is 10 crores, so after 10 years also it will be 10 crores. I did not take into consideration the inflation rate. So since I have not taken the inflation into my calculation, I was short off by 5 crore rupees. So that should not happen. That should not happen because you have created the reserve on the basis of current price. You are creating the reserve for future on the basis of current price. If you are creating a reserve for future on the basis of current price, definitely you are going to mess up, end up by these things. There may be a shortage, there may be a problem in future. So for that purpose, every company has to follow inflation accounting. Means they will make sure that whatever profit they earn, they will compare this profit with the inflation rate. Now, what is happening, you know, today my machinery is showing 10 crores. So I am charging depreciation 1 crore rupees. So my depreciation in my account, I will be showing a depreciation of 1 crore. So I have reduced from my profit 1 crores. So my profit after reducing depreciation, my profit is 20 crores. Say example, I am giving an example, my profit is 20 crores. But the machinery value in the market is 11 crore. But you are not supposed to take the value of 11 crore because we are following historical cost system, historical cost and ongoing concern system method concept. According to that, we are not supposed to write the market price in the accounts. We are supposed to write the historical cost less depreciation every year. So my balance sheet is showing asset ka value 9 crores. Whereas in the market, the value of asset is showing 11 crores. So according to the market price, if I am charging depreciation, so I have to charge depreciation on the 11 crores, that comes to 1 crore 10 lakhs. But I am not writing the value of asset at the market price, I am showing it at cost less depreciation. So I'll be charging less depreciation on 90 crores, I'll be and 90 lakhs I'll be charging. On 9 crores, I'll be charging depreciation now. So on 10% on 9 crores is 90 lakhs. So again, I'm showing depreciation 90 lakhs. Actually, the depreciation should be 1 crore 10 lakhs. That means my accounting is showing less depreciation. Because of that, the profit is very high. It is not realistic. So my company's accounting is showing a profit of 20 crores. But as per the market price, that profit is not accurate. It may be more, it may be less. Why? Because you're not taking into account the market price, because you're not allowed to do that as per accounting concept. So because of that, at the end of the year, the company may be showing a profit of 20 crores or 200 crores. But if you compare that profit with the market, that profit may not be 200 crores. It may be 180 crores, it may be 160 crores. That means our accounting system is showing a disguised profit. It is showing an over profit, which is not the market state. So in order to know my true value, in order to know my true position, I have to use some calculation or technique which will show my position. I am having 200 crores in my account, but actually that value 200 is, what is the value of that 200 crore in the market as per the inflation? That I should know, because accordingly I'll keep the reserve. So for that purpose, inflation accounting is taken into consideration. You got my point? So my profit means my accounting is showing 200 crores ka profit, but market, as per the market inflation rate, that profit may not be 200, it may be 150 crores. So I am showing more 50 crores. So because of that, my decision may go wrong. If I am taking decision on the basis of current year's profit for future investment, so my decision may go wrong, because that is giving me it is not a realistic profit. It shows a realistic profit, but it is not up to the mark with the market rate. So if I am taking decision on that profit, my decision may go wrong. That is a reason inflation accounting is necessary. So now we'll see, since the concept is clear to you, why inflation accounting company has to do. You know, it is not shown to the people, but it is done by them for the purpose of taking actual decision making for the future projects. Means your account is showing 200 crores profit, but if I'm taking decision on that 200 crores profit, I may go wrong, because I have to compare that 200 ka value with the market rate. Said, mere pass, since I am having 200 crores, so is that 200 value I am getting in the market or not? I may be having 200, but as per the market fluctuation, it may not be 200. The value of that 200 which is shown in the account may be 150 or 120 crores. So if you are taking decision on that profit, definitely you may go end up with a mess. That is the reason company prepare an inflation accounting, in order to, the accounting system will not change. They will show that account and that will be communicated to the people. But for internal decision making purpose, for various projects, future investment opportunities, to take that decision, they may go for inflation accounting. They have to go for inflation accounting. Basically, inflation accounting is more important in insurance company, because they have to give values for, means they are taking policy of future maturity date. So there, at future, what amount they are going to give, that should satisfy the need of the customer, client. So for that purpose, they have to follow inflation accounting in order to give the policy rate, policy value, premium amount and the maturity amount. Got the point? So that is the reason inflation accounting is very much necessary. Okay, so traditional accounting is based on historical cost, fails to match the current revenue against cost that are at current. Means, as I told you, that the current price of the machinery is 11 crore, but in my account it is showing 9 crores. So I will be charging depreciation of 9 crores. So definitely the depreciation which I charge will be less. Whereas the depreciation should be, as per the market rate, the depreciation should be 1 crore 10 lakhs. But I am showing 90 lakhs depreciation. So because of that, my profit which is shown in my accounts will be higher, which is not as per the current situation. So my profit will be not realistic. Cost of purchase or depreciation are shown in the historical cost basis. As I told you, I follow my historical cost to charge depreciation, not the current market price, right? Which is much below than the current level, which is much below, because the market is showing 11 crores machinery ka cost, but my account is showing 9 crores. So I will be charging on 9 crores because I have to follow concepts of accounts, right? Then, cost of purchase and depreciation is understated, because of which the profit which stated is not, it is realistically, it is not accurate to the market level. It will be showing realistic profit. As cost of purchase and depreciation are understated, the reported profit will be very high. Yes, I told you, gave an example, because your depreciation is 90 lakhs and as per the market rate, if I am charging depreciation, it is 1 crore 10 lakhs. So definitely you are charging less depreciation. Because of that, the profit will be higher. Right? Because of that, the profit may be higher. That is shown in this slide. Yes. Next one is need for inflation accounting. Why there is need for inflation? What are the need for inflation accounting? See, traditional accounting based on historical cost fails to match the current revenue against cost which are there at current. It state profit realistically. It provide adequate depreciation for replacement of asset. Means the depreciation which and the reserve which I created on the basis of the depreciation of the historical cost, that will make me fail to buy the new machinery in the. So it does. If I am following the accounting concept, that will not help me to take the to provide the adequate reserve. But if you are following traditional accounting, means if you are following inflation accounting, that may provide you, that will provide you an adequate depreciation for the replacement, adequate reserve which is kept for the as a sinking fund for replacement of asset. Depreciation will be calculated on book value of the asset that are below the current level. But inflation accounting, depreciation will be calculated on the current price so that the profit will be realistic. Okay. Then, so why the inflation accounting is done? That is clear now. Inflation accounting, if you are following inflation accounting, that is not shown, that is not make changes, that will not make any type of changes in your actual accounting, financial accounting records. But inflation accounting is done separately in order to provide adequate reserve, so that in future, suppose if I want to buy that same machinery after 10 years, so inflation accounting will help me to create a reserve which will be helping me, which will give an adequate amount in future, because I am creating reserve as per the current market level price. So that will help me to give make adequate provision for the replacement. So that are all the importance of need of inflation accounting. Now there are two methods of doing inflation accounting. One is current purchase power method. Second one is current value system. Now, both these methods can be used by the company at any point of time, because there is no hard and fast rule that you have to use first method or second method. It depends on the company's nature of business, that how they are, means how far they are linked with the market level. Means if they are very much prone to the changes in the market level price, then they have to decide that which method is more accurate to them. Right? Now, for explaining the current purchasing power method, I will just give you one example. Suppose this method is used in income tax also. Suppose you have purchased a property in the year 1975 at a cost of 3 lakhs. You have purchased a property, 2 bedroom hall kitchen at Kulaba. I'm talking about at Kulaba, you have purchased 2 bedroom hall kitchen at 3 lakhs. Is it possible today? Yes, I am asking you a question. Is it possible today? No. So you have purchased at that time, 1975. Your grandfather had purchased that machinery. Now after that, that property is gifted by the grandfather to the father in the year 1985. Grandfather gifted that property to your father. Then your father gifted that property to you. And today you sold that property at 1 crore rupees. Suppose you sold that property at 1 crore rupees. Now income tax department will charge you that income tax on that income. So if they take 1 crore minus 3 lakhs, so is it good for you? So you have to pay tax on 97 lakhs. Now tell me, is it an accurate calculation? Yeah, I'm asking you, is it an accurate calculation? No. I'm getting the answer from you. No. Why? Yes. You said something. What you said? It is wrong. Why? Yeah, I got the answer from you. Yeah, I'm getting your answers. Don't worry. Telepathy is very strong between you and me. Though you are watching the video, after the recording has been taken a long time, but still I can hear your voice. Yes, I got your answer. Sir, that money, that 3 lakh rupees is the price of 20 or 30 years back. If you are comparing that price with current price, definitely there will be huge income and I'll be facing a huge loss because I'll be end up by paying 30% of the amount in tax. So what will be my saving then? Definitely. So this method is wrong. So what is the correct method according to you? You have to convert the price of that 3 lakh to this year's inflation index and then compare with 1 crore. So how to compare that? You know, the index cost is index, inflation index is given to you in the income tax reforms. You'll be getting that. If you search in Google, you'll get index cost of every year, inflation index of every year. It starts from 1981, 81, 82, first April 81, 82 to till today. You get that inflation cost. So you have to convert that 3 lakhs into current inflation cost. How? 3 lakhs divide by the index of the year of purchase. Now since I have purchased the my asset at 75, I don't have any index cost of 75, so I have to follow the index cost of 1981 82, and 81 82 ka index cost is 100. 81 82 ka index cost is 100, right? So 3 lakhs divided by 100 into in which year you are selling that, so that year's index cost will be multiplied. So what will happen, you know, 3 lakh divided by 100, suppose you have sold it in 2010 and 11, in that year the index cost was a rough idea I'm taking 972. I'm not accurate about that, but I'm just giving that inflation index will be provided. You can search on Google income tax reform and just type the index cost means inflation index from year. So it will give you information from the year 1981 82 to current year. So it was, suppose in 2010-2011 the index cost is 982. So 3 lakhs divided by 100 into 982, whatever calculation you get, it comes around to 38 lakhs something or 39 lakhs something. Now 1 crore minus 39 lakhs, the amount is near about 63-64 lakhs, right? So on that you will pay tax, you will feel better. Huh, this is the correct calculation. So similarly, that trick is used by the income tax department on the basis of this method, current purchasing power method, CPP method. In this, what you have to do, when you are, suppose you have a balance sheet, right? In last year's balance sheet, your capital is showing, suppose 500 crores. This year's balance sheet, after 1 year, the balance sheet showing a profit capital of 900 crores. Now, capital is increased. Why capital is increased? The net worth. Capital means the net worth. The net worth of the company is increasing by two reasons. Either you have introduced new capital or new share, or because of the profit earned by the company. So let's take the second reason for increase in the capital. Last year it was 500 crores and this year it is showing 800 crores. So there is a difference of 300 crores, which means this year you earned a profit of 300 crores. Now I know this 300 crores is not a realistic profit. It is as per the accounting concept, this profit is shown and which is high profit. So I want to see my position, what is my accurate profit as per current market level. So for that purpose, what I will do, I will first convert the last year's balance sheet into that year's inflation cost by converting. I told you index cost is there. So whatever cost you want to convert, cost divided by that year's, means previous year's inflation rate, into current year's inflation rate. That is a formula which is there in the textbook. You can see the example. I'm just explaining how it is converted, how each and every item of the balance sheet is converted, how the opening, the last year's balance sheet convert into last year's inflation rate, right? At the beginning of the year, at the beginning of the year, right? Then converting. So what you will do, last, suppose amount is, amount of asset is 300 lakhs divided by, suppose last year index cost is, say about, I'm taking an example, 511 into this year in inflation 592. So that will convert my last year's asset into this year's beginning price. This year's beginning price, right? So first step is to convert the opening balance sheet into beginning year's price. This year's, this financial year's beginning year's price. That is the first step. Second step, convert that new balance sheet, means the last balance sheet which you have converted into beginning year price, into current year's closing price. Current year's closing price. So again, it will change. Suppose 300, say 350 ho gaya calculation ke baad. Suppose if you got a, after calculation it becomes 350. 350 again divided by 611 into new, this year's currency rate. Means at the beginning, the opening balance sheet is converted into the inflation index cost of beginning of the year. Now after getting that balance sheet, convert that, that same balance sheet into the index cost, inflation index of closing year. At the end of the year, beginning is 5, suppose beginning was 511, now end it is 532, and last year it was 500. So first I converted last year's balance sheet into beginning, divide by 500 into 511, that give me one price. Again that price, that new price, convert into current year closing, that, that price may be 350, divide by 511 into 532. So that will give me the opening balance sheet at closing today's date, 31st March date. Right, now convert the closing balance sheet also at today's date. So you converted the whole balance sheet. The first opening balance sheet is converted twice. Why? Because last year's closing balance sheet, first it got converted into current year's opening date rate, index rate. Then that, after converting that into opening rate index rate, convert that same balance sheet into again closing rate index rate. So you have converted twice the opening balance sheet. Now closing balance sheet as at the closing balance, convert that closing balance into closing rate, closing market index rate, and then now compare your capital. So after converting, the opening balance sheet capital came to 350, previously it was 500. Okay, so after converting in twice, it becomes 350. Now the closing balance sheet was showing 600 crores, after converting it is showing 450. So 350 minus 450, what is your profit? 100 crores. So previously it was showing 300 crores profit, today it is showing, now it is showing 100 crores profit. So this may give you an idea that how inflation has affected you. I'm just give, I just gave you an example to explain that, just give you an example. So from this, see, the accounting was showing 300 crores profit, but as you have converted into inflation rate, the profit reduced to 100 crores. So there is a huge gap of, this was an example. It may be, it may not be so huge difference, but just gave an example how this method calculate the inflation profit. Got the point? So this was one of the method, right? So just see the steps which is I told you. Step one, convert the figures in the balance sheet of the beginning of the year into purchasing power of the beginning of the year, because you have two balance sheet, opening balance sheet and closing balance sheet. So convert that balance sheet into beginning of the year. So opening balance sheet converted at the index rate of beginning year, right? Opening balance sheet is converted into the index rate of beginning year. Now second step, convert the figure derived above into the purchasing power at the end of the year. This is the second step. Means the first balance sheet is converted twice, one to the opening rate and then from that opening rate to the closing rate. Then third step, convert the figure in the balance sheet of the end of the year into the purchasing, means the closing balance is also converted into closing index rate. Now you will be having capital after converting in the opening balance sheet. The capital from 500 it reduced to 350, in the closing balance sheet, the capital from 600, it reduced to 450. So take the final step. Find out the difference between equity. Find out the difference between equity. It is showing 100 crores profit. So that will give you a real picture of your realistic profit. So on the basis of that, you can make reserves. By comparing this, you can make reserves accordingly and take the advantage of this inflation accounting. So this is was the how the calculation is done or inflation accounting is done. Achha, this is not shown in the financial accounting. This is done for the company's internal purpose, for decision making purpose. Okay, the next method is current value system. Now current value system, in this current value system, you know, we see, for example, rupee 1, suppose today's rupee 1 will have the same value after 1 year. Do you think that it will have same value today at 1 rupees? When I was small, I was in college level, at that time I used to get in 1 rupees 4 matchbox. At that time 25 paise per matchbox was there. But today 1 matchbox is near about 1 rupee. Today 1 matchbox is rupees 1. At that time, in 1 rupee, I used to get 4 matchboxes. Today, at 1 rupees, I am getting only 1 matchboxes. That means I am suffering a reduction in my buying capacity. Today, if I want to buy 4 matchboxes, I have to spend 4 rupees. Right? So, if you are deciding in advance, if you are making a progress, if you are making a reserve of future rate, suppose if I am planning for a pension plan, so I told my advisor that I want, today I am earning 20,000 rupees per month I require for my regular expenses, which keep my normal standard of living in a normal state. 20,000 is minimum amount I require for my regular standard of normal standard of living. So same value I want in future, that is after 30 years. Now do you think that today in 20,000 you are able to run your, means maintain yourself daily life. Your daily life is going smoothly with the help of 20,000. But after 20 years, after you retire, that same, if you get the same 20,000, are you able to live the same life which you are living right now? No. The answer is no, yes. Because today's 20,000, I am getting 21 inches sky LED. Today, I am at 20,000, I am getting 21 inches sky LED. But after 20 years, do you think that you will get 21 inches LED at that time? No, you may not get. One, the reason may be the production is outdated. Second, the price will be high. Just giving an example. So, if I am asking my insurance advisor that I want the same level of standard of living, I didn't say that I want 20,000 in future. So, if I am planning that today 4,000 is required, after 20 years, I may require 20,000 for normal level of living, standard of living, right? So I have to. So how that amount you got, that today's 4,000 is after 20 years, it is 20,000. How you calculated that? That is calculated on the basis of discounting factor, present value factor. So which is taken in the this system. Means whatever planning you have, whatever reserve you are making, you have to, suppose if you are keeping 1 crores today, so don't think that this 1 crore value, think this 1 crore value, if I want to, in future 1 crore, so today I have to keep 1 crore 30 lakhs. Because future, the value of money is decreasing day by day. So in this system, you have to convert your savings or whatever reserve into present value factor, into discounting factor. Right? So by converting, that all table is there in the softwares. You are not supposed to worry about the software, but you have to multiply in order to know the value of today's 1 crore, what is value of 1 crore the next year. So convert this, means 1 crore is multiplied with the present value factor of next year. By multiplying that present value, you will come to know that today's 1 crore is valuing only 98 lakhs in the next year. And same 1 crore is valuing 95 lakhs in the second year. Same 1 crores will be valuing 93 lakhs in the third year. So how that is converted? By multiplying 1 crore with the present value factor. If you want to know present value factor, it is available everywhere. Search, you will get. But how they convert? By multiplying with the today's present value. Suppose in future, if you want, all this method is used by banks, insurance company for getting the future value by taking into consideration discounting factor, for calculating the loan amount, for calculating the installment amount. This method is used. This is how inflation accounting is calculated or maintained. There are two methods for calculating inflation accounting. One is current purchasing power method. Second one is current value system, in which your amount is converted into the future value with the help of discounting factor system. Okay, so this is what all about. Under this method, the current value of individual asset is based on the present value of future cash flow is expected result, the ownership of asset. Such present value are calculated from the estimated cash amount of the future. Means you can estimate the present value by taking estimated cash value in future. Means future, in future you are going to get this much profit. So today, what will be the value of that? By converting, you can get that, and on the basis of that, you can take the decision and you may get the realistic profit with the help of this. So by this, we completed our inflation accounting chapter. In this chapter, we learned that why inflation, what is inflation first of all, and why inflation accounting is necessary. Because for the future decision making purpose, if you are taking decision for the future sitting today, definitely you have to take into account the inflation rate, the index rate. And for that purpose, there are two methods. One is current purchasing power method. Second one is current value system method, in which present value play an important role, present value factor. If you see in search anywhere, if you want a present value table of 10%, 20%, 30%, all table is available in the, if you search in a net, you'll get that value present value factor table. Okay, so by this we end up the inflation accounting chapter. In this chapter, we learn how the method goes. Means the first method, convert the balance sheet. How it is converted? The value divided by previous year's index rate into current year's index rate. That is how you convert the value of your asset and then compare the balance sheet in order to get the accurate, realistic profit. Thank you very much.